I haven't done this in a while. This is our first episode of the new year, but welcome to another installment of Gas Money. We got Tune 100 years in the building.
Yes, Sirski. Happy New Year's, everybody. And to the left of me, we got Chubby Don.
Hey. Happy New Year's, everybody. To the left of me, we got AG.
Thank you. I'm going to ask y'all a very important and serious question.
Okay.
Have y'all ever driven a Buick?
Nah. I don't think so.
I can't think off the top of my head if I ever did.
So the reason I ask y'all this is because a Buick is a horse.
A stallion?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I just making that up.
Yeah, I ain't never heard those.
Nah, the reason why I'm bringing that up is just because my Mercedes Benz has died. I'm mourning the loss of her.
Oh, Lord.
She got flooded because I live in a fucking island in Queens. And when it rains, it fucking pours, literally. And I got flooded, man. Shit fucking sucks. Man. But I'm here.
Which Benz was it? Like, what's the model and shit?
E450. Lord. Something light. It's a AMG without the AMG, you know.
Lord have mercy.
Got the two turbos. You got the AMG rims. Got leather interior and all the good shit. But it's gone. It's gone now. So it's in the past. And that's how things go. How was y'all fellas weekend?
How do you deal with that?
Deal with what?
Like,
the loss of a loved one?
Like, this is the second time. Like,
I'm numb to it now. I just treat it like it's these are leases. These are just leases now. Like, I just don't want the insurance to think I'm on some bullshit.
At this point, I'll move.
Nah, what are you talking about?
Like, something gotta give, man.
You move over a car?
Not over the car, but I ain't gonna lie. I always start getting annoyed. Cause me, like, I get like attached to my vehicle.
Like, you have one.
No, but I'm saying like,
like, what do you mean?
This is my second car. But yeah,
first one don't count.
I get attached
you
to cars.
You didn't rip raw.
I get it. What?
Let's finish your sentence, nigga.
I get attached to cars, like, mentally and emotionally. Like, even with my car now, everybody's like, yo, bro, like, you're going through a lot, just sell the car. I'm like, nah, I can't.
What's the name of your car?
Me? My car. You're going to ask me again.
My car.
I never asked you on this podcast.
So you want to know both my cars? My first one was Susie, second one Angelica, both after the rock.
I ain't had to think so long, nigga.
I ain't thinking.
Yeah, that
sounds
like some
storm
ass shit.
I know what it sounds like, a storm
ass shit. It sounds like a storm.
I just had to make sure when you're trying to ask me.
I was looking at the nigga in his eye.
You asked me again?
He over here always trying to catch me some bullshit.
I'm not trying to catch anything.
You going to ask anybody.
I asked you, nigga. You can't even answer me.
Word around the streets. Go ask him.
Word around the streets. What should I call you?
What?
What should I call you? When I go outside, I ask niggas, like, what's the name of car?
Just say Chubbs. 8th Gen Chubbs.
8th Gen Chubbs? I can't even say that. That's a tongue twister. Why your name a tongue twister?
VR30 shit, nigga.
VR30.
That nigga made that up. All right. Let's get into some fucking topics. I'm not a car nigga, man.
So where you want to start? You want to start some wild shit, ratchet shit?
Oh, man.
Talk about a dumbass.
I honestly want to start lighthearted because, you know, we always... I'm going to get us serious and start crying. So let's start lighthearted. Anything lighthearted, let's start with that.
Lighthearted.
Yeah, something funny.
I've seen a white student named Noah Nigga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like this.
Let's start there.
So we start with sports. Yeah, ain't no problem.
Nigga.
So
I don't want to bury the lead, but he's white.
Yeah, he is white.
Yeah, I don't want to bury
him. He's white. So he's an all-white student named Noah Nigga.
That's wrong already. You a bad journalist.
All right, Noah Kanigga.
Thank you. You a bad journalist.
It's N-O-8.
Oh, they pronounce it the K?
Yeah, they pronounce the K, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start by saying this. You think logically there's somebody that's last name is Kanigga. Or did that nigga go change his last name?
I bet you can find a paper trail.
That he went to change his last name.
Was changed, bro.
You think the family, a white family, hold on.
Yes.
Let me get this right.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. I think a white family.
Yes.
Purposely.
Yes.
Named their lineage.
No, I think they purposely changed their name.
To Kanigga.
Yeah. To Kanigga.
What motivation is there for that?
K-niggas.
Nah, it would be niggas K.
No,
it would definitely be niggas.
Nah,
K.
They're not black, so they don't say it.
You
way.
Don't get to decide who's.
They don't
black
say it that way.
That's
but you
not
really
your job.
Think? Yeah. So, all right. So perfect.
And I'm not even trolling.
So perfect, right? You believe that that's been their lineage this whole time?
Yeah.
Why this now breaking news?
Because he's in the news now.
So you don't think anybody in their life?
No. Most people, let's be real. Most people, our family names, if they're uncommon, are not known because nobody in our family has done anything extraordinary. He's about to be in the he's a college football player, isn't he?
Yeah.
D1. And yeah, honestly, his name is probably only in the news because of his last name, but it's because he had to get to stardom first, a little bit of stardom, you know, a little bit of kingling for the fire. But yeah, I honestly think that's his last name, and y'all gonna have to deal with that because he's gonna say it.
I think his father was like, listen, I know a nigga. That's what I think it was,
that's
bro.
That's really funny. I mean, I do think, like, sometimes white people play around with that shit.
Too far.
What's Steve Kerr's son's name?
Nick Kerr.
Nick?
Come on. Kerr. Come on.
So you think?
Come on. I think.
You think? Even if
it's not, like, super intentional, you don't just, like.
Knowing nigga?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Knowing nigga, that's pretty crazy. Like, come on, bro.
Nick Kerr, which one's worse? Like, Nick Kerr or knowing nigga?
Here's how bad it is.
Kerr is worse.
Nah, you're right. But this is what killed me. Like, he literally spelt it the way black people spell
nigga. That's honestly my problem with it. And I'm trying to be on the other side of this thing just for, you know, argument's sake.
But
it's the spelling as the jig. The jig is the spelling.
Like, you literally the think jig is the there's spelling. A family out there that their last name is spelled like, K-N-I-G-G.
At least Nick Kerr is K-E-R-R. Like, you at least try. And niggas really just put a K in front of nigga.
And Nick is a white name.
And what? What, like, white people always from Ireland, yeah. England? What country
Kniga come from?
Is Kniga from?
That's some African shit.
Like, bro, like, seriously.
Man.
That's some African shit.
So, well, I brought that up at first to find out, would y'all buy this jersey?
Hell no.
If you play for the Heat? He played for the Heat of the Giants. I'm copping.
You can't win.
They gonna buy a Heat nigga jersey.
I just want to know what y'all gonna do when the fucking announcers are like, Noah's out of his cotton nigga mind.
Yo, it's so funny because I seen a video. Was it Instagram? And no, he really didn't pronounce the name.
What did he say?
The announcer said Noah K.
No, that's smart. That's smart. Bro. He's pushing death on a young man. That ain't right.
Think about it. Let's say he makes it to the NFL, right? What do they do?
They just got to go with it.
You know the NFL don't give a fuck. But honestly, what they would probably do is they're probably giving that nigga a nickname. NFL.
Gotta be, yeah.
Because you think about it.
Nah, in the locker room, I think they definitely would call him nigga. Just regular, like, that's my nigga type shit. Because football got some crazy names to begin with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, he would fit right in into football.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes that's so crazy in football.
I wanted to start a segment where I asked crazy? You... Yeah. Let's not do this yet, because I want to do this segment. I'm going to do a segment. I'm going to come in here every episode. I'm going to ask you, is this a football player name or is this a name I made up? Yo, you want to do a quick preview? Yeah. This is going to be an easy one. Booter Baker.
I'm assuming that's a football player.
Yes, but they got names like that.
Smoke Monday.
Yeah, they got names.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. There's a nigga named Smoke Monday.
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think that's a football player.
Nah, it is,
that's a nigga name.
That's a football player. That's a nigga Smoke name. Monday.
Smoke Monday, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do this every week.
I could provide you with a picture right now.
And that's not even the worst one.
Yeah.
What's the worst one?
Nah, I'm not burying the
Smoke Monday.
I'm telling you, bro. I think football, the thing I like about the NFL is that you could list yourself as your nickname. Like Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, like that's not his
like
real
that's
name.
That's on the TV, though, as the depth chart. That's his name.
Yeah, because what's the dude name? Oh my lord!
Nah, basketball do the same shit. Y'all let Steph get away with that Steph shit. His name is fucking Wardell, nigga. It's still like Sauce is not even a name. And in football, they let that rock. At least Steph is a name. You know?
Oh shit! Nah, man.
But
that's crazy.
Pack that nigga up, pack his family.
So we not rolling with Noah.
Nah, bro.
I know.
I think he got a cool ass name, but in this day and age of trolling,
if he was black, y'all, it'd be valid.
Yeah.
So this is the one time where racism wins.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Right. Nigga, come on, bro.
Come on, son. That is too much going
what do you,
on.
What do you want him to do, honestly?
What? I ain't gonna lie. If I'm him, I'm riding this wave. Two things gonna happen.
You respect that?
I gotta respect. I gotta respect the fact that he's gonna ride the wave because, like. it's not like he went and changed his name to nigga. Because I forgot what his father's name is, but his father's last name is nigga too.
AK. His dad's name is AK. AK a nigga. Yeah, you feel? Yeah, that's crazy, son.
And you find another family member that's called Pick a Nigga.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this shit.
Nah,
shit,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
This shit be funny now at Know a Nigga.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Don't know a nigga.
Yeah, about that. It can get pretty sinister. Yeah, get pretty what's his sister's name? Fuck a nigga?
Fuck a nigga?
Fuck a nigga. Die.
Yo, bro.
Damn,
yeah, said, pick you, bro. A nigga.
I'm telling you.
And the sad part is, if I'm not mistaken, I know a nigga named Pick.
Nah, I definitely know a nigga named Pick too.
Like, think about
telling
it.
You, bro. It's all funny now because it's Chubby no a nigga. Nigga. I know a nigga. Yeah, that's hard.
When they said it, that's how I took it.
All right, man. Let's.
Hi, I'm Tim, and I know a nigga.
Like, let's keep it lighthearted, man. I seen this topic, and I want these two niggas to walk me through this. Y'all want to do that pretzel shit?
Yeah,
I'm here.
So we know pretzels come in different shapes, forms, sizes, mm-hmm. flavors, however you want to put it,
mm-hmm.
right? Is a pretzel a chip?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Yeah, 100% sure.
What do you think?
If that shit is in a bag, it's a chip.
Mm.
But if it's in a sealed bag, it's a chip. But if I'm getting it from Aunt Annie's.
Auntie
like,
Ants.
This nigga took my shit. I'm about to dance. I left that shit on my sleeve just for the nigga to back that shit out. Like, that was gonna be my shit.
Yeah, no, that's a,
that so, was gonna
so,
be my
so
shit.
So to you, it's just a bread.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's a type of bread.
Yeah, nigga. You see how they, you see on, how you don't they know make
a nigga.
That shit?
You don't know a nigga. Don't do that.
But you hold don't on. See so, how they make that
okay,
shit?
Okay, so when it comes in a bag, right?
To me.
It's
yeah, you talking about the what's the name shit that you know in the supermarket, that
yeah,
bag.
Yeah. No, not that bag. So you know how you get the variety bucket, chip bags? Chip.
Yeah.
That's you know how you get the variety
yeah,
pack?
Yeah.
It comes in one of those bags. It's a chip?
It's a chip.
That's not a chip, nigga.
It's not a chip.
For me, it is. So you saying it's not a chip at any time?
Nah, I don't think it's a chip anytime.
All right.
To me,
I thought you was leading towards chips.
Nah, so it was that was the whole thing. People were saying it's a chip. I said, nah.
Nah,
to me, it's a bread and a cracker.
I didn't even look at it as a cracker, but I would check it as a cracker.
Is a cracker a chip?
No.
Nah, bro.
Cracker not a chip.
It got a different name for a reason.
Cracker know a nigga. But
to me, it's a cracker.
A cracker. Nah, son.
How could it be a chip?
A pretzel's a dark skinned cracker. Y'all think it's cracked
nigga.
The cold?
That's what that shit got flavor, nigga.
Yo!
Think about a saltine cracker.
I didn't think about it as a cracker.
What's the difference between a saltine cracker and a pretzel?
Nothing.
Soul.
Yeah.
Yo, the color of it. Niggas cracked the code.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was pretty impressive that you came up with that.
That nigga had fucking 3 weeks to fucking get the fuck out of here. I ain't giving that nigga no credit for this
shit. That nigga went on Reddit with that shit.
Think about what is the content of a chip?
Chip could be
anything.
Yeah, type shit.
That's why I'm
how can a chip be anything?
But isn't it? But see, don't it gotta be potato?
Nah, because
it don't gotta be potato.
They sell steak chips, chicken chips.
Steak chips?
Mm-hmm. Chicken chips, steak chips.
But aren't those just because
of
the cut?
And they look like chips?
Yeah, like they like chips like you.
Aren't those just because of like
no, literally, the process? It's in a bag. Yeah, so the process is what makes something a chip.
I would assume.
It's in a bag.
I go to the supermarket and get a steak chip.
Yeah.
Because perfect, what's pork rind? What is that? Is that a chip?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what makes that a chip? It's fried? They got to be fried to be a chip? Nah, they got baked chips,
too.
Nah,
because they got baked
chips.
Nigga, it got to be potato.
No, nigga, pork rind is not fucking potato. The fuck?
Nigga, that ain't a chip, nigga. My
so what's pork rind?
Potato,
so what's
bro.
Pork rind?
Fucking fucking cracker. A pork cracker.
Fucking cop cracker. Yeah. Cracker cop. Fucking Papa Doc. I'm still getting in my bag on this shit.
He know a nigga.
Niggas is doing the math.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm telling you right now, the name of this episode is gonna be Know a Nigga.
Y'all niggas changed my life with this cracker shit. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold
it. Nah, fuck me up with that pretzel shit.
A pretzel is a cracker with soul. You bite it. Hold on, we got gotta do a fucking taste test. Yeah, I'm gonna pick up a cracker, bite into it, pick up a pretzel,
a Cheez It, right? Cheez It.
Now you bugging.
Cheez It is what? What is that? Cheez It's a cracker or a chip?
That's a C Senor? It's his bucket.
What's that?
I hate my friend. I hate my friend cracker.
That's a chip or cracker.
Hey, Miguel.
What did Cheez-It's box say, nigga? That shit don't say crack on there.
It don't say chip.
It may say cracker. It may say cracker.
And to me, the pretzel that come, the thin-ass pretzel that come damn near flat in the bag, the same thing as the fucking Cheez-It to me. Your salt.
What's a Cheez-It? Damn, you might have cracked the code.
Yeah, you might be a cracker. Yeah, this may be something.
So there's chips, there's crackers, and then there's no one. All right, so we got chips and crackers.
That was pretty crazy.
I forgot crackers existed. I ain't gonna hold you.
I ain't gonna lie, crackers when my stomach was fucked up last week. That's all I was eating.
Yeah. What the Kibler?
That's just always in Spanish, and I get it. That's a salado. You ask me what that shit is.
The one that's always in my house is the green can, and if you're Caribbean, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you talking about
with the Kibler with the little elf on that shit?
Those is fancy.
Those are fancy.
Ain't those a fancy?
The two thin crackers that come together, stuck together. You gotta break them in half to make a sandwich.
That's some slave shit, nigga.
Come on, son.
Saltine ones is the.
So teens gotta be the expensive. Yeah,
ain't no lip
them
cracker.
Them shit don't got no salt on the crackers. Nah, I be having. The ones I had don't have no salt.
Ain't no lip cracker. There's no cracker that you can present. Like at a like if you was
not
bringing
a spot. If you I'm at a spot. Yeah.
You can pull up with a fucking pretzel.
Yeah, 100%. And the pretzels got curves and shit.
Yeah, nah, you y'all niggas bodied the pretzel shit.
That was I'm telling
you.
Philosophical shit right there.
Yeah, I can't even.
To me, it could be two out of the three. Can't be a chip. It could be a bread.
I wouldn't jack as a chip. If I pull up with a bag of them shits and somebody like, let me get a chip, I'm gonna assume they're not talking to me.
I'm telling you.
Yes, bro, this is clearly.
Think about it. You get the fucking the mix when it comes all in one bag. Half the time you don't eat the fucking pretzels.
Oh, the party mix.
You had to.
You see, because it's in a party mix.
That ain't chip.
Gotta be a chip.
Nah, nigga, because you got the cheese puffs in there. That's a chip?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Cheese puff.
Now you bugging the fuck out.
What would be a cheese puff?
Everything got its own thing. Nah, man. It can't be the same shit.
What would be a cheese puff?
How would a cheese puff be a chip?
It is, nigga. Anything that party mix is a chip, and I'm standing on that. So.
Nigga, it'd be raisins in them shit.
Nah.
That's trail mix, buddy.
That nigga making his own shit. That nigga put raisins in a fucking party mix.
I should say party mix, nothing else.
Hey, that's
all it is, bro. They ain't chips because they're party mix.
That's it. Cheese crunchies.
Nigga, that's chips, nigga. Crunchies. What's a doodle, nigga? Cheese doodle.
That's what it is.
That's a doodle? Yeah, doodle, now y'all niggas bugging the fuck out.
Cheese puff, cheese doodle.
Nah.
Cheese curl.
Nah, I'm out of here.
Cheese whiz.
I ain't want to talk no more.
Cheese.
I know a nigga, and now I know pretzels is black. Everything is black.
That's crazy.
He said everything is black. All right, so I want to talk about some wild shit, because when I saw this story.
There's a lot of wild shit, nigga.
When I saw this story, I thought niggas was lying.
What?
And I had to look into this shit. Motherfuckers really did this shit.
Oh, I know what this is.
And it's crazy because I have two topics that's the same shit that literally threw me on. One in New York, and I think this one is in Florida.
New York?
Yeah, something happened in New York that I couldn't believe.
No. Now I don't know what's going on.
So I think the one in Florida is niggas stole a driveway.
Yeah, I see. Right?
Hold on. Actually, I'm going to let you continue, but I'm going to keep that question in my head.
In my head, when I first heard this shit, I'm like, this shit fake as fuck. How the fuck a nigga steal your whole driveway? Then I actually Googled this shit. This shit's on the news. And she's standing in front of, like, what will be her driveway, and it's all dirt. Like, niggas dug up the concrete and took the shit from in front of her house.
That shit sounds like that would be loud. How the fuck does that even happen?
Yo, so, you want my honest answer?
Go ahead.
This is a fucking inside job. This bitch has some raggedy shit as a driveway in front of her crib, and I'm only calling her bitch because I don't know her name. Mm-hmm. And she needed that shit to get fixed, so she called up some of the homies. Like, yo, we're going to break this shit up and say somebody stole it. and this is Florida, so they're going to believe it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then she got on the news, and now she got to go fund me. I bet you any money she got to go fund me.
So, I was reading the comments.
We just not smart.
As a people?
No. We, like, niggas in this room. Why we ain't do the same thing? That's free money.
Nigga, until they do some investigation.
Nigga, this is Florida, nigga. Who's investigating? You don't got no cameras and shit. Shout out to
them. Get no cameras.
So I was reading the comments, right? And one of the comments made me look at this video in like multiple angles, like zooming in and shit.
She was type thick.
No, what?
Nah, you ain't fucking right. I heard you.
So I zoom in and everything, and the comment was, if you look at the dirt, you can see that it wasn't like one paved concrete driveway. It was in slabs.
So my theory is correct.
No, so, because everybody was saying his question, like, how they picked that up, it's loud. It was in small slabs. So literally all you had to do was take a shovel and like plop it and it come out the dirt.
So my theory is correct. It wasn't even a driveway.
Nah, it is a driveway. It's considered a driveway.
That's a driveway?
It's considered a driveway.
You ever seen driveway parts?
My driveway is like that.
Yo, you heard this nigga?
What you mean?
I will show you my driveway.
What you mean?
Like, so if you ever look at a driveway, there's lines and you can tell that's where they put like cement plops. It's not one flat cement plot going straight back.
This nigga's driving.
Like, all right. So if you ever look at the sidewalk and you see where those how it's in cubes.
All right, my thing is, what do they use to carry that shit?
Twuck.
Like it's whatever that shit
four
is,
niggas
whatever,
in a
whatever,
twerk.
Whatever comes to get that has to be some big shit coming down the block.
Four niggas in a pickup twerk.
Yeah, this nigga know what's going on. Like I said, this is an inside job. Was she thick or not? That's all
I don't know.
Okay. You didn't watch the video?
You said nah. What? I heard you. Don't worry, nigga. We got the visuals up and running. But that will be a clip for this week.
So you just think it's an inside job?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think it's bullshit?
I actually know it's
not. Nah, honestly, it got to be inside job because that shit would have to be loud or some shit. So I think, nigga, she know what's up.
What if she was at home?
She was on TV.
Nah, nigga, you telling me that your neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Like, you starting to do construction.
You starting to do the science. Nobody nosier than a neighbor.
Yeah, like, come on. And you keeping me up during the day?
What the
shit.
Fuck out there.
The ground shaking and shit. I'm not going to be like, yo, like.
And they had to do it more than once because it's in slabs. Yo, man, I respect the scam, nigga, but we not going to sit here and pretend like.
Yeah, like I'm stupid.
This ain't a scam.
Like, I'm stupid.
If she get it off.
So the one that happened in New York.
I got to hear this.
Niggas steal a police car.
Yeah.
From the precinct.
Mm-hmm.
Take the rims every day, leave it on cinder blocks.
Yeah.
What niggas stealing them rims for?
Inside job, again.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I try, and this is like for real honesty. I try to think less and less about how bad this world is. Because when I seen that shit, bro, I'm like, them niggas doing that shit to police cars. If it's not an inside job, we live in a pretty sad world, bro.
These niggas
is stealing from the police with no fear of any type of repercussions
this is New York
or nothing, bro.
Like, bro.
So what the fuck would a nigga do to my
There's feet? A fucking camera
I ain't gonna lie to
every
you.
Three blocks.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
How do you get that off?
The only reason...
How did they get the keys?
What? They don't need keys.
How they got inside the car?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It gotta be decently locked. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sir.
That's a breach of security.
If you look at how much like these cars are getting stolen, and see
those
this
are
shit,
keys, nigga. This what? Is a Ford,
nigga. These niggas is stealing fucking charges and challenges left and right.
I didn't see that.
Niggas that just stole fucking like three charges out of Brooklyn.
I might have seen that. Was it in a what's that shit called? Oh my god!
What, a garage?
No, not a garage. Where you buy cars from? Survey says
dealership.
Dealership. Was it in a dealership?
Nah, the ones I'm talking about is like actually like you own a car and it got stolen. Mm. Like niggas are coming and stealing your car. Your keys is on you in the crib. And like, I know people who personally got their car stolen out their driveway.
Call them.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You're wildin'.
Why?
Right. Well, I just called a nigga randomly to ask a nigga about some shit like that.
Because I would want to know how that happened so it doesn't happen to me and my followers.
All right, so we can do that off air.
I said and my followers. Like the people that follow the show.
We're trying to educate
you. Can't do that off air, but do your thing. See,
literally,
see family?
Like, he had his keys on him in the crib. And there's a video that I could look up and show you that they had this thing where they come. It's like literally, bro, probably as big as this, like that couch that is mad that he spreads across his chest. And he's standing at the dude's door while the dude's there with a fake key. Keep putting the fake key and it picks up the signal of your key in the house to the fake key and unlocks your car and take your car.
Nah, I definitely heard of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. If I had a Challenger or any one of them popular ass cars, I probably would run the risk of like getting arrested for having a gun because I would definitely.
I'm telling you, them shits is getting stolen. Bro, it's so crazy.
Your life is on the line having
it's so crazy.
Vehicle.
I think by 2030 or some shit, the government is trying to push every car now to come with a kill switch. Because so many cars are getting stolen.
Yeah. That would be gangster.
Nigga, I'm gonna lie.
I'm really on the side now. The
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm really on the side of
that
like,
shit is
abided by the law.
So you're, and so you're a conservative now?
Yeah, bro.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Come on, bro.
I think conservative lifestyle is actually bad.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit's
liberal,
not gonna be
this
fun.
This liberal shit is crazy.
You ain't see, I don't give a fuck about fun.
You ain't see the shit that they trying to push now with the Fords?
What?
Where they have the technology, if you don't pay your pay what you go to the car. Hold on. Car drives itself back to the dealership?
Pay your
my
shit.
Nigga, my
hold
nigga.
On, hold on, hold on.
My
shit,
nigga.
Man. Who was buying a Ford?
No, I'm just saying, like, why, so basically.
Why niggas doing that?
Nah, well, everybody's scared of it. Like, you see how.
Why niggas is renting Buicks?
My Mercedes died. Why we bringing up my bitch? She died, nigga.
But you know what it is?
Just saying, bro.
Well, everybody is
fifth. I'm pretty sure that rental place has some shit in there.
Nah, they had
the grown man. You say, you know what?
The best car they had in there was an Audi, and they needed me to put a credit card down. I was like, I'm not doing.
Yeah, fuck that.
But everybody's fearful of. You see how they did the whole no spare in the cars, and now every company started following it.
Shout out Mercedes.
So that's what they fearful now. If Ford does it with the car, what you go? Every company gonna start doing it. Imagine
it's not gonna work.
Imagine you come out one morning like, damn, nigga, I'm a week behind my payment, and your car gone. Shit, you watch it driving itself
like
down back to the
hospital.
Yeah, I agree.
Yo, such and such, I'm a little fucked up right now. You mind if...
Call that other bitch, nigga. Beep.
Nah, I was actually saying you could just call the bank or whoever you got to call.
Huh?
I never paid. I never had a car.
A car note?
Yeah, I never had a car.
Oh, yeah. You're the smartest nigga in the room.
Nah, I mean, that's not fully by choice. Like,
I've gotten
cars other ways.
Yeah, I know, but you...
Good luck finding out to figure out who you calling.
But you... It's got to be... Who you paying?
The bank. Whatever bank is...
Yeah, so you just call them niggas.
They're going to be like, huh?
Nigga, ain't no way.
You gonna call them? You gonna call them? They gonna send you to 10 different hotlines, 10 different automated messages to the point
done.
You just say fuck.
You
whatever
ain't
happens,
been
happens.
Late on the credit card bill. Like, yo, fellas, y'all mind holding it down just for a week? Y'all ain't never got the benefit of doubt. I never even tried that with a credit card.
Hell, I do with insurance, but I could do that right here on my phone.
Exactly.
But I could do that right here on my phone.
But shit, that's not the only thing. Sometimes you be late on. I be late on mad shit. You got to call these niggas like, yo, don't worry. When I get it, you got it.
Now, Ford ain't going for that.
Y'all niggas just bugging
them. They Republican.
You ain't see our reputation. We found our road dead. I need that money now.
They said, listen, if you're not built Ford tough, you can't drive this shit.
If you don't know a nigga, go know a nigga.
Tough. The nigga that said that line.
Where he at, man? He about to beat that case.
He definitely coming home. And then he's going to say Gunner wasn't a rat.
Then that's going to be crazy.
I don't think so.
So
they got to.
So since we talking about people coming home and rappers, right?
Oh, yeah,
welcome
friend.
Home, Chubbs.
Chubb.
I feel like I want to say something to lead off of that, but I don't want to get you in trouble. I swear that wasn't a setup. That wasn't a setup. But you know where I'm going, right? You know
where I'm going. Stay my black ass, right?
You know.
But
you know where I was going.
So I seen lately. Well, I seen the other day, D-Thang home.
What's his first name?
Dexter.
All right, cool.
Dexter.
That's crazy, son.
So,
shout out D-Thang.
So,
where that name originated from? Anybody mind telling me
what,
that?
D-Thang?
Where was the first D-Thang you heard of?
Chicago.
Okay. Rest my case, Your Honor.
So, what's confused me now, right? Because how long? They said he was in there for what? 3 years now? 2 years?
I think it was like 2-3.
So 2-3 years. So that means he had to go up north.
Yeah, definitely. He wasn't in Rikers.
Right?
Actually, he could have been Rikers the whole time. I don't know if he was.
Whatever they picked him up from,
it was not Rikers.
It was snow on the ground.
That was not Rikers.
He is a fucking Buffalo.
But probably Watertown.
Yeah, this nigga go.
That
you don't do that.
Probably Watertown.
You never even been up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Whoa, 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 whoa. What?
You think so? You went to the jail?
I didn't go to the jail.
And that Justin was on camera, too. Hey, yo, give me the time stamp for that. What time happened?
Don't worry about that. If you think so. But
nigga did it again. You wanted to perfect that shit?
But, so, to my knowledge, right?
When you go up north.
When you go up north.
Chewy the pants.
When you go up north.
Did it again.
Yeah. When you go up north, right, the first thing they do, isn't it strip you, cut your hair and everything?
I don't think so. Why the fuck are they cutting your hair? This ain't the army.
I've definitely heard that.
Why would they cut your hair?
I don't know. Because everybody doesn't have that option.
And this is the thing. I heard that. And then, what's his name? Big Boy also mentioned something like that in an interview.
Which Big Boy?
Yeah, you got to break it down.
The one on the radio?
Yeah. When he got locked up and he had two guns on him. He went to the precinct. Up. Yeah.
Oh, he had the guns under his
fat? He had the guns under his fat.
And then he's jacking. He was in the fucking prison with two guns on him.
Yeah.
You
then,
believe that?
He
had it's inside job. If that happened, he was supposed to be there to kill somebody. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
He had called.
Nigga, we've been processed together. Yeah, ain't going for that.
Ain't no way, bro.
He said that he had called somebody because he knew that. If they didn't come bail him out right then and there, he was going up north where they strip search and do all that, right? So in my head, I'm like, he's like a reputable source, I would say.
They just mean strip you, like they take all your belongings.
Nah, but I heard people say they cut your
hair. I have never heard that. Y'all heard that before?
I've heard that one time, but they don't do it for everybody. I was watching something with like this Chicago rapper nigga. He said the reason why he cut his dreads was when he went in, he had to cut his dreads. But then I watch other videos of niggas that don't be having their dreads cut in jail.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
My thing, from what I was told, when somebody told me, is basically they do that to literally search everything so you don't try to take anything you hear. Because you can soak like liquid cocaine and all that stuff in your hair,
you
and then extract it up there.
Yeah, you definitely could.
But my thing is, it'd be other people in the jail with that shit.
See, that's what threw me off. Because if you look at the video with Dita, it don't look like that nigga got his hair cut, and then out of nowhere just grew all that hair back.
This nigga Young Thug is getting his hair done every time he's in court. His shit kind of look newer and newer. So you know he ain't cut his shit, but he's actually getting his shit redone.
But my whole thing is that. Like, he didn't get processed and everything yet. Like, he didn't get sentenced and everything.
Oh, you're talking about when you go, like, up north type
shit?
Yeah.
I heard once you get sentenced and go to actual prison or jail, whichever one it is.
Nah, you have Rowdy and that nigga didn't cut his hair, Rowdy.
I could swear he got his hair cut.
Nah.
Hell no. I don't know.
Nah, he didn't. Maybe, nigga, he came out with a fucking blowout when he came his first day out.
Yeah, but I could have swore he cut his hair and grew back his hair while he was in there.
Where'd you get that from?
For some weird reason, I could have swore I saw
you making that shit up. All I'm saying is, free D thing again. I want to hear more music.
Yeah, I think it was the best one of that.
So what you think going to happen now?
Oh, I know what's going to happen. His career is over.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he has the best trajectory if he, like, takes, like, the Pop Smoke approach. Like, the whole, like, I'm little for this shit, but
I don't gotta be.
The Ice Spice wave, like, I'm gonna come out. You gonna fuck with me as a drill artist?
Yeah, but then I'm out.
And then the first look y'all niggas give me, I'm out of here.
So he gotta shake his ass.
Honestly, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
I kind of like younger me would probably look at me and be like, you sellout ass nigga. But I really be looking at it now, like, oh, bro,
get the bag.
As long as you not selling your soul. Like, this son you really can't look in the mirror with, nigga, go get that bag, bro.
So you think younger
if that
you...
nigga go speaks to kids and be like, hey, yo, don't ever live like me, I denounce my block. I love them niggas, but I ain't repping my shit to have to kill another nigga
he
ever
not going
again.
For that.
Yeah, he probably not. But I wouldn't look at that nigga as a lame. I'd be like,
no, I think
man.
That's growth.
But now, question.
Man, GD.
Everybody else. Yeah, now thing, everybody else ain't come home, though.
Development, huh?
Everybody else that was with him ain't come home, though.
They didn't tell.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
So you think he told?
I didn't say that.
He said he didn't tell.
No, they didn't tell. That was their only way out. He got a lawyer. He got money.
Yeah.
Okay. He don't got to tell. He don't got to talk to nobody.
Hell no. Nah. I don't know what y'all niggas talking about.
There you go, lawyer. I got this.
And you ain't on camera doing nothing?
Yeah.
Because to me, it's so crazy. Like, half the people that was there, I don't be seeing them in videos.
That's why again, sometimes... How old is D-Thang?
He got knocked. I think he was
what?
Definitely a minor, right?
Probably.
He may have just hit.
He would have went to juvenile detention.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how old is that nigga, though? Didn't you say that shit like, what, 24?
Yeah.
See? That nigga can't be no 24.
Nah, but you got to get bagged before you're 24. You can't get bagged at 24. Like, you would have to commit a crime at 18 that can hold you in it up until 24.
That's what I'm saying. He can't.
Hold on.
Juvenile detention.
Hold you until you're 24?
What's the oldest age you would say D-Thang is?
I think he might be 24 right now.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Younger than that.
I don't even think D-Thang 24.
He probably ain't gonna be 21, right?
I think D-Thang is probably 21, 22.
You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay. I'm telling you.
I mean, this
is the oldest K-Flock. Like, these niggas.
Nah, K-Flock is, I would say, probably 23.
Whoa, really?
Bro,
I don't feel that old then. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I don't feel that old. If that nigga's 23, I don't feel that old.
How you gonna find his age?
Yeah, is that nigga that popular? I guess so, maybe. But nigga, I think Lotto just turned 25 or some shit. K Flock.
Mulatto?
Yeah.
He was born in 2002. He's 21.
You can't say
he's
that.
He's like 34.
Yo, he's 21.
You see 21 what I'm saying?
Now. So when he got locked up,
his name Daniel Collins. September 19th.
That's what it is. You gotta be careful with that last
name.
He's black. Nah, he's not. I'm telling you right now. Collins, like, there's a lot of people out. I ain't about to stop.
K Flock younger than him. K Flock 20.
Who you came with that 23 shit?
I thought he was 23.
Yeah, man.
I thought he was 23. So whenever I think of these,
why didn't they go to juvenile detention?
That's what I'm saying.
I think because of their child. Whatever they got charged, they charged them as an adult. Because can't they do that?
When I was working in there, it was murderers in there. So I don't know what point you got to prove to me.
I'll tell you, man, that's why that jujitsu system, man, I try to stay far away from that shit. I took my little disorderly conduct, took that shit on the hop. I ain't never been back.
I respect that shit, nigga.
I respect reform. That shit work. I haven't been in trouble since.
That shit work.
I went to that shit with AG. That nigga was in there on some fucking, y'all niggas give me y'all shoes.
I had to be. I didn't know who was going to run into.
First of all,
I thought I was going to be in there by myself. When I walked in, I heard a familiar voice talking about, yeah, I got a movie, man.
They put me in there with a fucking attic.
I recognized the voice, but I never heard him talking that cadence. Like, he wasn't scared. He was more or something like, no, you guys are gonna move me. I'm not standing here with this nigga. And I was like, that's all my man. Why are you talking like that?
That nigga made some noise. Like, it was snoring or some next shit. Like, if he opened his eyes, me and that nigga was going to be fighting. And I was like, nah.
That nigga bites you, you in trouble.
That's what I was worried about. I was like, they ain't search this nigga right. He pull out a syringe. Yeah.
He put out the two guns like, on his stomach.
Imagine having to win a fight and the nigga can't hit you.
Yeah,
and that's an automatic knockout. I was like, yeah. Hey, I was like, imagine having a fight with a nigga.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, obviously fight the nigga.
But he can't land one blow.
He can't land one punch or you done.
Are you finished?
That's how I felt. That nigga would've
because he had one punch, you a fiend.
You catch something and you never get over. Yo, what happened to Tune?
Yeah,
I don't know. That nigga went in one day, came out a whole different nigga.
Came out scratching.
Yo, bro. They had to move me. That shit was funny,
shout
man.
Shout out the judicial system.
they young. Because if he now 21... I mean, he got locked up when
he was 17.
These
ages online are lies. Nigga, Fabio was 25 when he was 31. Like, come on, let's not do that. Shout out Fabio, though.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I really don't know because it doesn't make any sense why they weren't locked up in juvenile detention because this nigga was in JD. Lil TJ, he was in juvenile detention. So I don't know why. I mean, maybe because they were high profile. But there was high profile kids in there, too, when I was in there.
Yeah,
working. When I was in there working.
So now my thing, does it have to do anything with how many charges it is? They add it up?
Like I'm trying to tell you, it was murderer. Not hey, he might have murdered somebody. There was literal murderers waiting to go to Rikers and then go up north. Just waiting. Because they were just too young. So they were sentenced already. And they were just waiting. So they were at the age to go up top.
That's
and they were all black and brown. I seen one Asian and one white kid. Because like
my whole
Bravo.
Thing is like, what would separate them from what
the only thing I can think of, and which it shouldn't work that way because we live in America. Maybe it's the celebrity, but they were celebrities in there. Not no real. Like I said, Lil TJ was a celebrity, but he wasn't Lil TJ when he was in there. When I was working there was these kids that stabbed a lady in Harlem. They were fake celebrities, you could say. But they said a nigga that worked that was on Love & Hip Hop worked there. They spanked him and he left. I've been trying to figure out who it was this whole time.
Oh man, that's
like, they seen that nigga. They was watching the nigga on the TV. Hey, that ain't that you? Yo, where them shoes at, nigga? They spanked him. Yeah, yeah.
The nigga with them shoes at.
Yeah,
spit on the nigga.
Nah, come on now. So. But yeah.
that I don't know. Like to me, everything is just these days just hard for me to just believe everything.
As a drill nigga, like not that you commit drills or anything like that, but like a nigga that listens to drill music, you think that D-Thang has like a chance? Like,
to an extent, yes, because if you look like what the drill music is coming to now, they doing R&B shit now too. Like,
okay.
To me, everybody's still trying to do drill, but throw their own flavor in it.
Okay.
So I think he can, but the whole shit he was doing before, who he gonna be talking about he beefing with if all these niggas locked up?
Nah,
who he gonna go beef with? Dougie B?
They got other guys.
Nah, that would be a waste of time. I think the benefit of him beefing with K-Flock at the time was that them niggas were two of the hottest.
Yeah, it helped both of them. Yeah, they literally said that they did that whole cousin brother shit as a lie, just to keep
you
it.
You know what's crazy? I was gonna ask that shit. I was like, it's not true. Really, that shit ain't real, right?
Nah, it's not. They even got the mom to, like, she's the one that kind of let the she spilled the beans because obviously they didn't prep her properly. Yeah. And no disrespect to nobody's mom, she didn't look like she should have been on TV yet. You know how they, like, she needed a little bit more practice. But she pretty much either tweeted or Facebooked some shit like, they're not cousins, blah, 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 blah. And then she doubled back. Oh, nah, that's on his father's side. So he not my cousin. He's his cousin. But nah, they not.
But so,
because I dead ass believed it.
Nah, it was a great marketing ploy. And this is why I think these kids are geniuses. There was no A&R that came to them and said, hey, do this. This was just some, we in the streets.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like you're my brother because if I kill you or my cousin, I kill you, it makes me look tough.
Yeah,
let's run with that. If I ever catch y'all niggas, y'all dead, but we could all make music and make money. Now, if they would have took it to another level and what I would have did if I got in their ear, I'd have been on some John Singleton shit and started shooting that shit like it was a documentary.
This
is real. Yeah. But I have them meeting up on some like fake, almost killing each other shit. Yeah. I would have, nigga, this is...
So
I,
you
anyways.
Think all these drills are just fake?
No, nah, I didn't say any of the drills are fake. The drills are real. That's why they're going to jail.
So my whole thing is, so what do you
think? K-Flock murdered him, allegedly.
The shit. You ever seen the shit about what they said about King Von when he was beefing with that girl or some shit?
Yeah, how they was like, they wanted to fuck. Yeah, it was like sexual tension. Exactly, and then he ended up murdering her, allegedly.
Yeah, like my whole thing is with the whole K-Flock and D-Thang, I don't think they was the one that spun that.
Yeah, nigga, they both were saying it.
That they met up with each other and said that?
No.
What,
I
met up with each other? What the fuck are you
just
talking
about? Just the whole cousin
the
shit?
Cousin thing. Yeah. They took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
And they're not cousins, and they both know that.
But see, that shit's weird to me. Why the hell would I want to say this nigga my cousin, but I'm
because not? Because it's entertaining.
Because a nigga like me that doesn't have a clue what's going on, the first time I heard of them niggas, I heard cousins is beefing with each other.
Yeah, that shit was
and
genius.
I was like, hold on. Y'all niggas love y'all hood so much. That y'all
I don't give a fuck about my family.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That shit happens in Cali every day. No funny shit in real life, but it was just, this is like, we watching this. Like two niggas about to crash and they related.
I get that, right? But my whole thing is, why am I really killing people on your side? And then now we like, we both gonna jack that we cousins.
Because
like, what,
it's money.
Yeah, like,
so this is my thing. If we found this,
hundreds of thousands of views off of something that I'm saying, why would I, and I'm trying to get on,
but this is my thing. If we running with this, right? Why the hell can't we think of another logical?
Nigga, I just said that 5 seconds ago.
To make money.
And nigga, I'm beefing with your hood, nigga.
Dude, so I don't gotta run into you.
We didn't come sit together and be, well, I don't know.
No, wait, they did not.
Yeah, we not,
hell no.
Not. It's not like me and you talking like, yo, how we gonna get rich? It's just like, yo, me and you is beefing. We obviously speak over music or Instagram posts and shit like that. So I guess
these niggas talk to each other more than bitches do.
Type shit. You feel
nigga DM'd each other like, yo, listen, we gonna jack, we cousins.
I don't think that's how it happened. I think people were just saying, look at these fucking two Dominican niggas.
Exactly.
You feel like y'all niggas look alike, niggas talk alike. Y'all niggas might as well be cousins. Hold on. Nigga, I'm gonna catch
you. This young niggas from East Side.
Yeah, facts.
Come on, bro.
But and it's so crazy now. Like, can see the whole thing is another reason why I don't think he could do the whole beef shit is because from what I understand, what's going on in the Bronx, the two niggas that used to be beefing are now friends, and the other two niggas that used to be beefing are now friends.
What are you talking about?
Like the little niggas?
Yeah, like.
But this is the thing, bro. There's big homies involved here that we are never gonna know who they are.
Yeah.
First of all, French Montana is in this nigga's circle, so he's connected to who he needs to be connected to. I think French, if he does the big homie thing, which I think he's gonna do, D-Dang is never going to be around another weapon in his life.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to be a rapper. That's it. He did the, got all the street cred. Somebody's going to sit him down. Nigga, they gave this nigga racks when he came home. I think they gave him $1 million.
Yeah, some wild shit.
Yeah, I think French gave him $1 million.
See, I didn't see all that.
You don't care about drill music no more. It's not popping no more to you.
Nah, I still listen to shit, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Nigga, he would have missed all of this 5 years ago. I'm teaching him shit.
You would have missed that.
Yeah, I definitely would have.
All right, whatever. You going to say anything?
If this shit, first of all, I don't follow them niggas.
You think I do?
If it's not in their music or none of that,
That's not true.
Not listening to
them. I've been in your vehicle and you playing niggas' lives, playing them. What's that nigga name with the hat? Why you move your hat so much? What's that nigga?
CC?
Yeah, exactly. You was watching that shit for hours. Yeah. But you wasn't going to watch a video?
But I'm saying nobody else is doing that no more.
No, but you're missing the point I'm making. Yeah, I said if this was 5 years ago, you would be telling me about what French is doing for D-Day.
So where did you see it?
On Twitter.
I don't have Twitter no more.
All right, this nigga's playing a game. It's fine. You potty.
I got to know there's other outlets like
But this is my thing.
Instagram and TikTok.
You potty right now.
I saw the shit like on TikTok that he came home, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see it on Instagram, none of that.
Right? I seen it on Twitter.
But even when they picked the nigga up, there was money given to him.
Nah, I know that, and I said that, but I didn't see French there.
French gave him $1 million.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I didn't see French. I saw all his homies bringing money.
But dog, you're missing my point. My point is not about what you've seen.
Yeah.
My point is if this was 5 years ago.
I don't think I would have known it.
I know you would have, but that's fine. We can move on. We can move on. Shout out D-Dang. And like I said, if they wanted to be gangster about it for real, they would have, like, planned this out like a real thing. Like, they would have got, like, some nigga, like, that was into some real production. Like, if New York had their own academics or Say Cheese or something, I think, just a hustler's mind, I'd have been like, yo, nigga, I can't tell your big homies to stop killing each other, but me and you, this is music.
Yeah.
So we can link up and do, like, a little fake drive-by, do a lot of little fake shit, and we can make this shit, documentary. And we will be legends forever.
But they jacking that this nigga boomed at D-Day's right-hand man's, though.
Who?
K-Flop.
No, but what do you, like, what does that have to do with what I'm saying?
So, like, I don't think it ever got that close.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Think it would ever got any that close to person or somebody to be recording with them just being on something, we really going to be sitting here.
No, but you see.
It's like, if somebody comes shoot at my right-hand man, I'm sorry, like, I can't be sitting here like, let's do a movie together.
In the words of Cameron, if nobody died.
Again, yeah.
No, somebody did die.
Because then again, though, you have these people that you was just talking about somebody's dissing, somebody's dead,
and they
now they friends.
That happens every day.
But this is my thing.
That's what I'm saying.
These are kids we talking about. Let's not forget.
To me, it's different dissing your dead than, like, somebody shooting, like, your right-hand man or your brother.
Nigga, my dad's could be my right-hand man's own.
Yeah, look at Smelly World, nigga. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that nigga shot that nigga out on every, like, third verse he got.
You
bet. Yeah, shout out the Bronx, shout out Drill, shout out New York. Personally, I want this Drill shit to be over with. I think y'all niggas are too talented to be doing this dumb shit.
I
think it's dead right now.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Everybody's starting to realize if you trying to be the littest, you can't be on that. You can get popping from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
this should
nigga,
be a platform.
That group, that 41 group, nigga, everything I hear from now on, it be probably little jabs and
of course, bro. Rappers. Yeah.
But as far as like what the song be about and totality, that shit not be a drills, in my opinion. It be like a commercial.
Like Pop Smoke shit.
So this goes back to the argument. Now that you said, I saw a comment the other day.
Yeah. Shout out Pop Smoke.
The people that, the dude that, I forgot the song, with a mic drop down. Like, they had the shit with the mics in the air, and everybody like, I can't believe this is him.
Oh, the nigga. So
oh, that singing
so
shit.
So he seen but that, but he didn't see Fresh Montana. Get the fuck. I'm done.
Guess what? They jacking that's a drill song.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, drill R&B.
I don't care what they jacking it is, but that nigga is also a smart person by doing exactly what he's doing.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. So, like,
these niggas are clearly smart.
When it comes to saying, like, the content and stuff like that, I don't know if niggas is classifying drill as the content anymore. I think it's just how you're rapping at this point.
I didn't get to listen to the song.
Nobody.
That was the one about the shoes when he said the one that they want Drake to get on. That's not that one.
I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember him saying anything about killing a nigga on that shit.
All right, so I think it was that one.
And they jacking that drill on B.
Because people are just calling anything that looks with fucking ski mask and this shit drill music.
But that's why I'm saying that's what I feel like it's coming to now.
And
they got the R&B shit. Nigga, they got soul drill.
Because at the end of the day, these young niggas, they have to kind of want to get rich at some point. Like, it may be fun to just be talking shit and dissing your option shit.
But nigga, you could just do that shit without going to the studio. You could fucking record a freestyle and, or just record yourself saying fuck these niggas or fuck those niggas. But nigga, that's what actually record yourself, you trying to get rich. So nigga, if you see that that shit ain't working, eventually it's going to switch over to something else.
I ain't going to lie, I don't think so, because I forgot which artist it is from the Bronx. He said straight up, he's like, this is just my way to like relieve my peace.
Wait, so
my
y'all sense. Y'all think drill music is still a thing? Like, that's the conversation we have right now?
Like, what you mean? Like a thing as far as like a genre?
Like, it's like a genre that's going to make any sense? Nigga, we're blocking the camera, nigga.
You got to be careful.
What's up with you? You the worst project director we had got. Yeah. And we only got one.
But I definitely think
I don't think it's a thing.
I definitely still think it's a thing, because
I mean, obviously it's still a thing.
That's why a lot of people care so much about all that. Like, it's got to be a reason why.
Nigga, go to the production closet, man.
Yeah, facts.
Go over there.
Like, that's the only reason why people.
It's like a wino.
That's the only reason why people think about all that stuff still. Like, why would people go so crazy about D-Thang coming home and this and third if it's not projected projects and shit like that?
I don't think so.
Because he's New York. He's a New York artist. And when he left, he was
hot as fish grease.
I just think that, you know, that's just the way it goes, unfortunately, especially, I guess, in the New York market, because I feel just lately everybody that's on the way to the top besides Ice Spice has either died or got knocked. And I just think, like...
Nah, B-Love.
Yeah,
he's not drill.
B-Love,
not drill.
And B-Love, but see, B-Love, what do you think B-Love is?
Hold on, that's about to say. Like,
he's finished.
And he's a nigga I know.
He's finished.
You feel me? Like,
he's
finished. That nigga created a hit so big that I actually know it, and I would play it to this day, and that nigga's like...
He's finished.
Yeah, it's like...
That's why that shit is dead.
But what about... So you said B-Love, right?
Ain't no star.
I feel people, like, he can't make another one. That shit was a smash.
There's other people like Shy K and them that's still doing it.
Still doing what? They don't got no records, bro.
What do you mean?
They don't have any hit records.
Yeah, that nigga, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. All right, street hit records they got.
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah, come on, bro. Where's that at on the chart? How you paying rent with that? You know how many streams you would need for a nigga you blocking the light? You know how many
facts,
streams?
Nigga.
You know how many
streams? Fuck?
Yeah, this nigga's bugging out. You know how many streams you would need to like get like
$10,000
a month?
Fuck a stream. How many subscribers they need on YouTube? Because niggas ain't streaming their fucking
music.
$100,000.
Just to start making money. Just to start making money.
What Jen Carter said? Oh my God. You got three streams? Your mom, what you said? Your mom, your dead op, and your thought ass sister, some shit like that.
How's your dead op streaming something?
Nah, so it's some shit that she's basically saying.
Somebody show me what she look like.
Yo, you know it. You know what she look. Oh no, we was in the spot.
You was in the spot with Jen Carter.
Yeah, I went to the spot with Jen Carter.
Fucking lying.
Yeah, we was in the spot.
That Bent song, that's her.
I know who the artist is. I just don't
know which one. It's like three of them on that shit. But what was I about to say, though?
Carter. Yeah, that's that.
Now, honestly, I think she's actually, like, one of the talented ones for real. But long story short, this nigga Naeem has came in here and, like, literally has niggas doing shit, like, looking for shit,
listen,
talking to this nigga.
You are the production nigga. Go product, nigga. Yeah, all you need is a wire.
Yeah, just go find a wire in that bag.
I'm pretty sure there's a wire
that's already unraveled somewhere.
But
I think we should move on, though.
Definitely.
Right, we can keep it wrapped, though.
So as Naeem, Mr. Jackman, getting the wire to go put his mic in.
Wired in.
Get wired in.
Let's keep it wrapped.
What do you do? Because we have a podcast. We all potting.
Nigga,
right
can
now,
we
right?
keep it wrapped? Why are you changing the topic?
I thought you was rapping that topic.
No, yeah, let's keep it wrapped. There's another rap topic here. Nigga, we're going to go back to the fucking...
I thought you meant like rap.
Like a snack rap? Snack rap.
W-R-A-P.
No, nigga, let's talk about 21 Savage, bro.
Who the fuck kid?
I ain't gonna lie. That nigga, I guess maybe I kind of introduced the topic. So, yeah, 21 Savage with a couple other people dropped the album this week.
Who else dropped the album? Nigga, you lying.
Man, I wish I would have wrote this shit down. I forgot. Actually, I listened to a nigga named K Camp. He dropped the album.
He still makes music?
Oh, y'all niggas know the nigga.
I listen to rap.
I thought I was a nigga.
I thought
I was just a nigga that listened to him. You know
nah.
what I'm
saying? Yeah, he's
still. Why the fuck are you still listening to K-Camp?
That nigga got a fire-ass R&B mixtape, I guess you
would
call
it. He has an R&B mixtape?
Yeah, when he just dropped, I ain't really feeling that.
K-Camp is making R&B music? He's
hold on,
singing?
What you got him listening? Yeah, what you got him making?
Yeah, like, K-Camp, is that a rapper?
Nah, he did like a cross. He did like crossover, like middle.
What's his biggest record?
The one with the dreads. If I'm not mistaken.
The one with the dreads.
K-Camp got biggest dreads.
Records, but yeah, his biggest record? I ain't no watch.
He got Comfortable. He got
you
he got some shit with Jacquees. He got I wouldn't really call him like mainstream for real. What's on your mind?
It ain't nothing because that bitch. That's a fucking rap song. That's an R&B song. You fucking bugging.
Wait, hold on.
With melodies and shit like that, all that.
Young Thug is R&B artist.
Hold on, you said what was his biggest?
It ain't nothing because that bitch.
I don't even think that's his biggest one. Money, baby. I got that money, baby. Money, baby.
That's an R&B song.
Nah, I wouldn't really call him a rapper though.
That ain't rap.
Y'all got it. If I'm the outlier on this, y'all got
that
it.
That nigga got
at
it.
At this moment, the fucking video of this episode is fucked.
Yeah.
But let's get this nigga on the mic,
because we was like.
I told you I was.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was put. It was somewhere I changed it.
Nah, but this is Gas Money. This is why they watch Gas Money. You see the fuck shit. We got fucking.
But yeah.
Oh, ham but, sandwich. Yeah.
but that's appearance.
Nah, nigga. I shouldn't have did anything.
No, nigga.
You should. Wait, you didn't tell us he was coming.
Anyway,
it's two contradicting stories.
But
huh? Don't pause it, nigga. Just go. We don't got time to pause it.
But anyway, though, fuck what this nigga talking about. But 21 Savage.
This is good content.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. 21 Savage, that nigga super surprised me with this album. This shit is really like a body of work where maybe I don't ever listen to his body of work, so maybe this could be something where the regular fans would be like, oh, nah, this nigga been doing this. But anyway, long story short, I was listening to that shit, and I was like, nah, this nigga definitely transitioned to a full-blown artist. And I'll probably bump that shit every day for.
So I got a couple questions to ask you. Is this because of Drizzy Drake Rogers?
Nah.
So you think this growth from him is just him? Yeah, natural, just, his just, natural ascension.
Honestly, this shit is so good. I think that all the shit he did before this, the it's a knife shit was all like a gimmick. I think he actually had this shit I think his main idea when he first started was I'm good at rap. I'm gonna be a good rapper. I'm actually trying to be around for a while. It's not no gimmick shit.
Okay.
He just used the gimmick to get to this point.
The gimmick is I'm like, from Atlanta and I'm in a blood gang and I got red ops.
Yeah.
All right.
And I honestly thought that like this.
Cause that's the first time I heard that nigga was a red ops song.
Yeah. He got a song that just called Red Rum. That's
Red
fire.
Rum?
And
like Murder?
Red Sky. Mm. And that shit sound like Red Ops to me. Yeah, he would have liked that.
So, 21 Savage, would you say he's the best rapper from his XXL cover?
Who else was on there?
Kodak.
Lil Uzi.
Uzi. Yachty. That was...
Best rapper?
Yeah.
World. Yeah, best rapper.
Juice WRLD was there too.
100% he's the best rapper. Nigga. We talking about rapper.
Yeah, just bars. So he's a better rapper than Kodak?
Yeah, 100%.
All
right. Nigga, a rapper? What the fuck? Give me a Kodak bar, nigga.
Get him black. Get him black. Yeah, I think it was going crazy.
You not Kendrick wrote that. You not even on a mic, nigga. Found this shit.
We talking to a ghost.
It's broken, so then we don't got one, man. You should have went to the store. Product, man.
You talking to a ghost. Yeah, man. As soon as you got on this mic, I got some fire for you, nigga.
Look, everybody pay attention to where this nigga has to sit according to where the camera's at. Look at this nigga. Yeah, this is why black people, man. You gotta sit there. You got what?
You better drive back. They gonna need you. You better drive back. That's some Diddy shit.
Yeah, you gotta try.
I'll walk away from that if I was you.
We know what you do in your spare time.
What? What does he do?
I ain't saying nothing.
Do that thing you did earlier.
I'm just sitting here letting this nigga talk.
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly, production.
This is bad. You two niggas.
Yeah.
P. bad news.
Actually, I did my job.
Nah, actually, I know you did. His mic wasn't on.
For about 2 seconds, it sounded like y'all niggas was talking to nobody. Yeah. That's just Diddy for no reason. All that shit. Because nobody can hear what this nigga said.
Because Diddy did it. But back to what we were saying. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't listen to that, to 21 Savage. I'm not a big fan of him.
Okay. At all?
At all.
21.
Like there's certain songs that when he like if he's on it with somebody else I listen to, but I don't go to like all right, let me go to 21 Savage catalog.
I think he's a very mature artist for the type of music that he makes.
I think y'all niggas all tweaking. I think you tweaking for saying his shit was a gimmick. Nigga got shot. His man's died next to him. Niggas like 21 is not a bullshit name. 21 is his whole, like, that's the gang.
Yeah, that's the gang. I know that.
No, but so what? I could name myself tune QB 100. QB my hood.
But that's like the same shit with YG 400. Like,
you
don't say the 400 for no
bullshit. I can show you a video of YG and a music video with no blood shit on.
No, understood.
When he first started.
No, understood. But,
You don't care about being a rapper no more. I think you're talking.
Nah, dude, say all due respect, I just think, first, and you good. I just think, like,
trying to protect you,
this
bro.
This shit, it be real. Like, niggas' lives be real. But sometimes when you get into this shit, you gotta find your niche. And yet, the thing that gets you in may not be exactly what you. With you, like, your image in the moment. Like, if A&R hear my music right now, I'm like, yo, Tune, we want to sign you. But, like,
you got
actually, you actually, the world don't work like that no more, nigga.
Listen, A&R's don't pick niggas.
The crowd pick niggas.
But at the end of the day, it depends on what you want to do. But, nigga, I'm not going to be sitting here doing this independent shit. Maybe when I was, like, younger, like, yeah, let's fucking sit here and try to find these lists of blogs and shit. Nah, for engineering. Engine wants to get behind me and put some bread behind me.
That's a gang. I'm with that.
Why you think niggas being gangs though?
When they rappers though, they gang be the one that back them.
Nigga, that don't be it. It be the fucking labels be like, yo, this is what's popping right now, nigga. You gotta be blood. This is how you get hot, DJ Academics, this is one of the same, because shit be nigga, you don't see the formula with all this shit. Why every time niggas be getting popping and shit, or they try to get popping, it's always be behind some controversy. Why the fuck we didn't care about what Cat, you think what Cat Williams said the first time?
No, you can't.
Now listen, you can't compare rapper to comedy. I could do it to anything. So you think when any rapper be talking about, yo, this nigga's a fuck nigga and shit like this, and then they streams go up or they followers go up.
It's like YB and Dirk, they both benefit from the beef.
You think Dirk's music just got good? How long I've been saying I fuck with Dirk?
For a while.
That nigga's not making music any better than when I thought he was good.
Definitely not.
But you know what's popping?
He started beefing with the illest nigga, and now his man died.
First of all, fuck with Dirk. That's all I'm saying, bro.
To me, that's bullshit. I think the Drake feature was the shit that really propelled the nigga crazy.
And then just so happened when he got hotter, he beefs with a nigga, and then like he just explodes.
No, it's a formula.
Hold on, let's be real.
If you got niggas that hate you for whatever reason, and you get a bigger bag, what you think the niggas that hate you gonna do? They're going to start talking more, right?
I guess.
Respectfully.
Yeah, but.
So at the end of the day, your ops or whoever you fucking or you not fucking with, they're going to start to talk more.
But at the end of the day,
whatever your problem is always going to seem bigger when you get bigger. And I think that's what the problem was.
Stop covering
but
the
this, But this is my counter argument to that, right? Why would I breathe life into my ops unless it's mutually beneficial?
Exactly.
I think that's his
like, why am I going to sit here and speak on a nigga that, one, don't help me get it back?
Bro, honestly, at the end of the day, like, these niggas was knowing niggas. Like, they all kind of, like, niggas was, like, having to pick sides. You had niggas like Fredo Bang, who knew both sides. You had niggas like, I forgot, who was one nigga from Jackson?
Fredo Bang did My Enemy Is My Friend.
You got niggas that winds up being in between these both niggas.
Let me ask you a question.
At the end of the day, you got a bunch of hot niggas at
Drake
one
Drake and Common, who was bigger?
Bro, come on.
Nah, I really want to answer.
At the end of the
common.
Day, there was a common bound with Serena Williams that they was fucking at that point. So that's the reason why that got there.
But why the fuck do you think niggas respond? Niggas ain't respond on some like, oh, this ain't going to benefit me. Niggas like, oh, this is going to benefit me in a way I'm going to respond.
You talking about old money shit, with new money, though, and they fucking...
It don't matter.
It's just a form...
Didn't Common shoot at him first?
Yeah, but I also...
Think about why Drake be talking about, oh, I'm not responding to niggas now?
Sometimes the shit be niggas real
that he really don't respond to.
Yeah.
Nah, everybody gets respond to.
You think he gonna respond to Lil Mabu?
Oh no.
To who?
You think Drake gonna respond to Lil Mabu?
Yeah.
To who?
To Lil Mabu.
The nigga that did the song with Favio.
When the nigga said, "Yo, chill," that's Drake. He's like, "I almost shot the nigga." You think he gonna respond to that?
Lil Mama.
Like, come on,
that's what I thought you said at first.
Think about it. You think Drake gonna respond to that?
You gotta pronounce the syllables, my brother.
Niggas had a bad and bougie moment.
Who got left over bad and bougie?
Lil Mama. This nigga's like clearly joking and like, I can't understand you. This nigga's repeating on something like, literally can't hear me.
It's Lil Mabu.
Like, but think about it.
I think some of this shit do be real, but you bugging if you think some of this shit don't be calculated marketing. Like,
nigga, we just broke down D-Day and K-Flock.
Bro, this I'm gonna say,
he wasn't there for that.
K-Flock.
Clay Flock. All that shit.
Clay Flock.
Yeah. Y'all niggas are showing your age. That niggas is on some fucking...
That niggas got this podcast and turn old and shit.
Nah, no funny shit. That's all... I think real shit, that's all real. Like,
you too old.
Yo, they said it's fake, bro.
So the niggas in jail for fake.
No, they're not cousins.
That's what I'm saying. Some, bro, like it's kind of like a mixture of all we were saying at different points. Shit be real, but then it takes a nigga to be like, hey, yo, we can get rich off of this shit.
Exactly.
Which was AG's point before you came in. Like, yo, this shit is all happening, which is unfortunate, but hey, little nigga, you the face of this shit. I could get you rich. And then that's when the marketing comes around and be like, yo,
I
keep saying fuck this nigga. Like, keep doing that, but make songs. And then, oh yeah, bet. We gonna put $20,000 into a music video. We gonna pay a nigga that look just like this nigga, slap that nigga. You see, shit like that be the gimmicky part of this shit of what I'm talking about.
Hold on, y'all niggas think that these niggas got marketing?
Bro, they did it themselves. They not really cousins, bro.
They're not related at all.
And that was their marketing. We're cousins. We beef every time at Christmas at our fucking grandmother's house.
Even abuela know that.
Even abuela know that.
That is genius. And that came from them.
I think the shit at a certain point, you just start laughing. I mean, at the end of the day, tell me what rapper's not a liar.
No, I don't think it's about being a liar. I literally thought these niggas was beefing at Thanksgiving dinner, and that's why they don't go to Thanksgiving together.
You're the target audience.
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you.
When this shit first happened,
I literally used to ask my cousin, like, yo, bro, so how the fuck, mind you, he's from the Bronx. I used to ask him, how the fuck these niggas survive Thanksgiving?
What is Polo G's name?
He's like, they don't go to the same
what
shit.
Capilot, right?
Yeah.
What did Fat Joe said? I lie 95% of the time on my raps.
Capilot don't mean what you think.
You see? I think it's confusing the whole game.
But he also said that shit bugging the fuck out. Yeah, I mean bugging the fuck. Like,
he had to teach me that.
That shit is stupid as fuck. Polo be wilding. That's what they saying pretty much.
Oh.
Polo Capilot. But when Fat Joe said that, get he lied 95% of the time. He was saying that shit because you know the Rico shit is a big deal.
And that nigga trying to run for Puerto Rican president, nigga. Yeah. Nah. But he looked like it. He looked like it.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper. He's not a liar.
You gotta do it.
Nah, I think
the thing is,
you believe it.
I think rappers are actors. I don't think they're lying.
Exactly. You be stupid to really think that, like, yo, just because I rap good, this shit is gonna be enough. Cause it's not. It has to be some shit. Real shit could happen. You don't gotta really be beefing,
and that's the art.
Or you really can be beefing with a nigga.
J. Cole don't got no beef with nobody.
But nigga,
you beef with Kanye.
Let me use the rule. Actually, he beef with Diggy too.
Yeah, and he beef with the Tommy Down niggas.
Diggy.
And he like beef with D-I-G-G-Y Simmons.
Yeah, and he beef with the Tommy Down niggas.
J. Cole, hold on. J. Cole beef with Diggy Simmons.
That time he said, J. Cole said he would rip like his sisters and shit. Yeah, and that wasn't nigga, it, Diggy didn't like that.
Angela Simmons?
You better
whatever name is.
That's Yo Gotti girl.
Oh, yeah. Yo Gotti looking for blood right now, nigga. You gotta relax.
Yo Gotti,
I'm not going to Memphis. I'm never going there.
That's not funny. His brother died and I sitting here laughing.
Nah, nobody lied.
What? I said you was looking for blood.
Yeah, I started laughing.
Nigga, you laughing right now.
I'm not laughing. That shit is
nigga, you are looking at the camera, nigga. You laughing. Yeah, yeah. And we're not laughing at the fact that his brother died. We're laughing at the fact that he
Chubbs is scared. Yeah,
nah, I ain't gonna lie. He can't even talk no more.
That's the funny part. And look at you trying to bring that negative energy to this fucking podcast.
Come on, bro.
That
nigga
is crazy.
What's going on? That's because you brought that dark look in here.
Yeah, nigga.
Get drunk fuck every day.
That's no good.
That's no good, my brother.
Love life.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, this rap should be fake.
So 21 album, yay or nay?
Yeah, 100%. I'll give that shit an 8.5 out of 10. I would have gave it more, but some of the rap schemes, I was like, ah, this nigga's
bummed. And that's my problem with him.
Him and Metro Boomin, Shaq and Kobe.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I say this.
100%. Nigga.
I give the album a 6. 100. I give Metro Boomin a 10.
That's some
Metro
hate shit.
Metro Boomin, I can't hate. Front. No.
You made you
I
want think, some more, nigga?
I think.
Whoa.
Yo, that's wild, bro.
Ain't that ain't that's shit? Wild. Metro Boomin make you want some more, nigga.
I think it threw a fucking word in there. Like, he wasn't going to notice. Metro Boomin make that shit even sound right. Come on, nigga. That nigga was over there thinking about that shit for very long. I'ma get this nigga.
Guess what? When I go viral, he be like, nah, that's fine. I need you to say that again.
Said, never.
Said, Metro Boomin make you want some more, nigga.
Made you know it, nigga.
That's a fact. I don't know why you laughing, cause you don't know a nigga.
Yeah,
he don't even know a nigga.
That nigga used on him. He wasn't here for that.
Wasn't a
Noah,
nigga.
Oh shit, but facts.
Y'all niggas just.
Yeah, he's a hater, man.
Nah.
Wait, hold on. Question. Wait, hold on. Now that I just thought about, we gotta bleep that out now.
What?
Noah, nigga.
Why?
Like for publishing reasons. Do we have to?
Oh no. We not. I mean,
cause that's
not,
the that's his name.
Nah, you not saying Noah, nigga. It just sound like it. I know a nigga, it's no difference.
I'm not bleeping out a nigga name.
Right, but
I'll bleep out the fact that I said ain't
so
nigga.
So the K is silent in the nigga name?
Nah, it's, K it's is K. loud
it's
as fuck.
It's K-nigga.
K-Noah,
K-nigga.
Nah.
He actually said K-nigga, so.
That K gotta be silent.
It's not K, it's K-nigga. It's K-nigga.
Nah, it's K-nigga.
So what about night?
Night is silent.
Like a night.
Night.
Nah, it's silent night.
Yeah, no. The way night is spelled in silent night, gang got a
I know that, but I'm saying the K is night. Silent night.
Wrong, bro?
Yeah. Yo, silent K, silent night.
Silent night. Yo, whatever school you went to.
I know it's spelled with
N. No. You didn't know that.
Silent night.
You didn't know when you said
that. Yeah, don't say that. You ain't even.
Well, I ain't even half the batter. Go ahead.
You try to do some weird shit, nigga.
But, so this is what I want to get at. Because, see, shit like that we talking about can be offensive to somebody.
I got to slot off soon. So can we talk about my other topic before we leave? Before I leave?
Nigga, I'm leaving too.
How, nigga? We got matches to go through and we got an extra host right here. Y'all can at least do an nigga, extra 30.
I'm minutes. Leaving as well.
You can't, bro.
Y'all got to go.
Huh?
I gotta go too.
Yeah, well, that is terrible.
So we got two topics.
We sat here and scrambled around for a mic for this nigga so he could talk for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
this
god.
How's it go? Welcome to Gas Money.
Yeah, facts.
This is exactly why we gonna make it, by the way. Because niggas gonna know that we ain't do no gay shit to get on.
How these niggas? They gonna think niggas do some.
Yeah, I don't know.
Niggas, man.
Yo, chill
you
out.
Got a nigga walking through a fucking mic. All this shit.
These niggas went through the third door, the dumb nigga door. These niggas. So stupid, they couldn't lose. They didn't even know what was happening to
but,
them.
But yeah, I wanted to talk about this shit.
We need to talk about this.
Probably going
to
need more than 10 minutes.
No, we can do this.
But, which I'm probably going to get in trouble.
This is going to be our only serious topic.
Bet. So, I seen a post on a popular blog site. I'm not even going to go into a bunch of details because I kind of want to get to the segment or the topic.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, meat and potatoes. But, let me paint the picture for you fellas. You guys have a baby mother. Y'all have a beautiful, let's say, between a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Nigga, you talking about me?
And yeah, halfway. 3-year, 5-year-old, but hold on 1 second. But it's starting to get a little rocky.
It's
getting a little rocky. You want something? It's getting a little rocky, but you decide then should you stay with your baby moms? For the sake of your child and be unhappy, or you out of there?
I just want to help you. There was a guy, I forgot what celebrity was. He's the one that said it that he stayed with the lady that he's with because of the child.
Manhunter, is it?
Yeah, nah, yeah. I kind of left all that out to get to the meat, to the meat and potatoes.
So I'm gonna speak on
the potatoes.
On how I feel about that situation.
Wait, hold on, I can say something real quick. My answer super quick. I think a situation like that, as a real nigga.
There's about to be some toxic dumbass.
I think like no funny shit, bro. Like you give it 30 days, like you know you step.
Yeah,
out.
I don't even want to hear this nigga talk. This nigga put a fucking number on it.
Yeah, you give it
like it's a milk carton.
Mind you, this lady's been pregnant by this nigga 9 months. You've been raising this kid together 3 to 5 years.
She already going postpartum with all this shit. Think about killing herself.
All that said,
you got 30 days. I got 30 days to step out and figure this shit out.
You step out. Step out, but like if you genuinely love her, you gotta come back.
Love is gone. Love is gone.
The love is gone.
Gone.
I think at the end of the day,
you know why you gonna go fuck somebody? They gonna end up pregnant. Now you doing all over again.
I think you trying to bring the whole family together.
All right. Somebody else, please.
Real shit. No funny shit. What you do is like this, yo. You fuck a brain. Like you fuck a whole brain up. Like you try to be there. And you really try to care, but then you step out. Because if at the end of the day, you gonna lose something. Either your family, your mental,
Where the fuck y'all got this nigga from?
So, I don't know. But so I'm going to speak on some right, real shit, like how I feel about this.
This is what I wanted to hear.
So
I'm all ears, nigga.
Real shit, mentally wise, you shouldn't because you'll lose yourself as a human being.
Shut the fuck up. What did he just say?
Mentally wise,
you will lose yourself as a human being staying or leaving.
By staying. If you're to the point that it's getting that bad and you think about leaving, you're going to lose yourself mentally by staying.
Okay.
But me as a person, overall, morally, I think, like, I would try to figure something out because I always believe in a two-parent household. That's what I was raised under. But it gets to a fine point of everybody's breaking point. If I reach my breaking point, then something's got to give. We got
to
figure something out.
Nah, What does she do to make the love go away?
You're kind of fucking up the question. There's no in between.
Yeah.
It's either you're going to stay and be unhappy or leave.
Yeah, let's say you
are. Are you going to leave and be happy, though?
We don't. That's the million dollar question.
That's why I'm saying you might as well have your 30 days and see if outsiders make you happy.
Bro, you're not getting a hall pass, nigga.
Nah, it's not a hall pass. You're doing your dirt.
You never seen that movie?
You might as well go outside and do your dirt.
I'm gonna be honest, though.
I guarantee you, she unhappy. She fucked somebody else.
That's what. Nah,
at work, she got a work husband.
Nah, I don't. Honestly, bro,
you step fucking dick in the work closet.
I really don't even think it really be all that. Honestly, you just really be unhappy with the situation.
Yeah, you don't like the
fucking.
It's not about sex. It's about I'm unhappy. Happy in this home with this woman, and some niggas choose to stay in that situation for the kids.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Would you?
Would you? Well,
would
that?
You?
Not? Yeah.
I feel like me personally, I end up staying,
taking the care. Fuck that.
That's
fuck
how
that bitch.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, like why you think you're the one? You automatically feel like you a hater. Like we're just not happy. Yeah, like
we're not good.
Yeah,
we still good.
Yeah.
Fuck that song.
That song is a classic.
That's just
no funny shit. Like if y'all both unhappy with each other, y'all both not good.
It doesn't say that both y'all unhappy.
No, nigga, we just not happy. Like
just the man.
It just says you're unhappy. Don't say both.
So then, nigga, you should definitely go outside. You should
leave your kid and break the home.
No. You should go outside and fuck other bitches.
I'll get some strings. She's not going for that.
All right, cool. Now it's her fault that broke the home.
Yeah, what? you're right. By that logic, is right.
What? It doesn't even have to. You literally, to me, in my
head. Wait, what?
It looks like
hold on.
It looks like this nigga's making just a situation that really ain't that, like, toxic and weird.
Yeah, that's
to, like, going to purposely make it that.
No, you should find your happiness.
Shorty, I'm not happy. That's just that simple.
What the fuck, you're not happy? You're not happy with her, not happy with the sex, not happy with the crowd.
Nah, it could just be like, yo.
I don't want to be with this woman romantically anymore.
And that's when you got to be romantically with other women. And then after that, you got a clear head to figure out, like, yo, we going to be friends or what the case
is.
You can do that before you step out.
How the fuck, adding somebody to the equation
that's make me think clear?
You know what?
What the fuck?
In his mind, is like, you know what? All I needed was a nut. I could be happy now. Like,
you
what, bro?
Sometimes you ever had a nut and after that, you just start thinking clearer. Like,
honestly, bro.
This nigga, he's potting.
No funny shit. He's potting.
You don't really believe this.
How the fuck, if I have an equation that's 1 + 1 = 2.
You never fucked no bitch and then after that, after that shit, you made.
Why the fuck would I grab another variable, put that shit in the equation, to now have to change the answer of the equation?
You're not putting the other bitch in the equation. No. You might just go outside.
I'm adding a whole nother aspect.
Yeah, but why would that make you happy?
If I'm not happy with this bitch, yeah, if I fuck a new bitch, because everybody loves new pussy, besides my married friends, of course. Would be like, oh shit, I love this new bitch compared to my bitch that
that's gonna make it worse. It's gonna make it worse.
And guess what?
Pussy for 10
go do even worse. Go do worse. I'd be more mad. I'm sitting like, well, fuck. She ain't doing this shit.
I mean, that could happen regardless. Even if I don't do her dirty, I could go on and be like, oh yeah, this new bitch is worse than my
old
bitch.
Even doing her
but
dirty.
If I'm not happy in a situation, there's a child involved, I get a nigga being like, you know what? I grew up with one parent.
What are you going to do? What would you do?
Respectfully, I'm leaving. Just because I'm just the type of nigga that's like, I need to be happy. Now, unfortunately, that probably compromises the complete potential happiness of my child.
And that's the thing.
But at the end of the day, nigga, if I have a child now and I plan on living a long time, nigga, I'll literally be living a long time being unhappy.
That's dumb as fuck. Because at the end of the day, you said that going out, stepping out, or like leaving, you don't know if there's happiness on the other side.
Nobody does. Nobody in this room can say
you
that.
You don't.
But so you know you're not happy at home.
You know you're not happy.
That's over with.
So instead of gambling that shit, you just walk away from it. You break up your family and don't even, you still don't even know if you're going to find happiness on the other side.
So you're staying?
Yes.
Cool.
Wait, my nigga, hold on, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are y'all confused about?
The nigga said he was leaving 10 times.
He didn't say he was leaving the relationship. He said he's going to get some strange. Man. Hey,
yeah.
That's probably going to end the relationship.
I'm going to try every fucking thing, but I'm going to stay until you can't stay no more.
So you're going to make her leave?
So you're going to cheat? That's practically leaving.
Nah. No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not. Don't do that.
How not?
Don't do that potting shit. I'm not letting him walk on that. That's
how
not
is that not leaving?
If you stepping out, what does that mean? That means you left the relationship.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
That's not true. What are you stepping out of, my brother?
My house.
We found the pot of here. Then you left the relationship.
Nah, I'm telling the truth. Y'all niggas is on some pandering shit.
My nigga.
Don't let the players hear you. That's all I'm saying.
You stepped out.
I've been playing for some years.
The relationship.
No, you didn't.
So what do you call it? I call it fucking somebody else.
You got
that's
some
what
strange,
stepped
nigga.
Stepped out of the relationship.
Nigga, so what the fuck? So let me ask you a serious question, right?
Name, you adjust the camera a little bit to like, you can see all
that
the
shit about to start shaking.
So.
Or more.
So you say you fucking somebody else, right?
Now, you think she just go back?
Okay, yeah. He fucking my ass. I'm staying. That's what she's supposed to do?
Nah, she cheated, but the relationship ending is on me.
Nah, like, I mean...
Wait, what?
If you get cheated on, the relationship does not end. You have to choose to end the relationship.
So that I'm saying, if you step out...
The relationship did not end.
And she decides, all right, it's done.
Then she ended the relationship.
And you're going to blame her for that?
No, it's not a blame thing. It's an actuality thing. She ended the relationship. You could blame me all you want, but I wasn't the one that said we should break up. I just cheated.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a bean. Every time I fucked another bitch and I was talking to somebody heavily or with somebody else,
changing the game.
Happy. Like, I kept everybody happy. I'm telling you, that's the man feature. Like, you gotta please everybody. So I'd rather step out and then after that find my happiness like that, because that way I can cut off that side shit.
I don't agree with him.
Family.
I don't agree with him at all, but his logic is sound. He didn't break up with her, but he's kind of throwing a cheat code into the argument, because the argument is pretty simple. It's either you're going to stay and be unhappy for the sake of your child, or you're going to leave and create a broken home.
I'm going to stay and try to figure it out.
No, but there's no figuring. In this scenario, there's no figuring it out. It's over. It's dead.
But the thing is, though, you're choking on a big variable of unhappiness.
No, but we're trying to keep it as simple as possible.
It's either this or that.
You're not going left and then make
it. When y'all say unhappy, that's a huge spectrum.
No, you're just unhappy. Yeah,
you're just unhappy.
You can choose whatever reason you want, but in this scenario, it's not solvable.
It could be because she just painted her toes pink and you don't like pink, nigga.
You
just unhappy.
You gay. You're not unhappy, you gay, actually. But the point I'm trying to prove is you got to pick one. You choosing what?
I'm staying in.
So you're staying in an unhappy relationship for the sake of your child, correct?
Yep.
I think that's admirable. You said you out?
No, I'm staying.
You staying in an unhappy relationship?
It's going to be tough, but I'm staying because, like, I don't want to...
Even after your child turns 18 and, like...
Don't throw curveballs. Leave it alone. Leave it
if my child's old enough to be a man, I'm out.
No. I'm talking about like you said how you're gonna be unhappy. Like let's say it happened now with your child being a child baby and you giving them that two parent house.
Yeah,
y'all niggas are still choosing to stay and be. Yeah, my bad. You go
before you change the scenario. I'm leaving because if I'm unhappy, there's no way I'm gonna be a good parent. So I'm out.
Ooh. And that's coming from a nigga that has...
That's some selfish shit.
It is.
This nigga's speaking from the most experience I've ever
had.
That's
fact.
Selfish.
Have okay. the fam. Have the whole fam.
I'll take it.
Because he has experience don't mean he's not selfish.
I'll take that title.
You're speaking from not 1 ounce of being in that situation.
He still has a right to his opinion.
Yeah. But like he's saying it's selfish. But like literally, you don't... How could you say something
that's
selfish?
If he's not going to be a good father because he's not happy with the baby moms is crazy.
I ain't going to lie. If you think about it, that's not that
not
crazy.
Be a good
because
parent.
If you're not happy... Like, if you're not happy with the woman, eventually you're going to start looking at that kid as a splitting image of her, and you're going to start
That's some woman shit. I know actual men that done that.
Let me. Yeah,
that doesn't mean he's a man.
But let me.
I'm not gonna comment on the nigga, but what you said.
See you about that.
What you said is some woman shit.
But what I'm saying is, all right. So you work for somebody, right? Can you do your job to the highest potential if you're unhappy at your job?
Hell no.
Not me.
Nigga,
I hate the job.
I ain't gonna lie.
You better watch your fucking
mouth. I don't like that shit.
What car you drive?
I take a spot.
I drive a nice one.
Yeah.
But I make a lot of fucking money. But I hate the job.
I drive a Buick.
It don't matter.
You don't hate the fucking job.
I love
when people talk like that because they just be talking.
Nah, nigga, I hate
you
the
hate
job,
that
but
you
I love the money.
Work.
I love the money
you
that comes
that you
from
have
it,
to
though.
Work,
I love the money
nigga,
that comes from it. I
you
hate
don't
the
hate
job.
Your job.
Pervasive.
Job.
I'm gonna tell you exactly.
Job,
I'm gonna tell you exactly where I see where he's going. Cause when I first became a supervisor, I saw that money raise, and they was not taking out none of no benefits because they had me as a seasonal part-time suit, which kind of low-key fucked me over. I was happy as fuck seeing that check. Then when I started, like, when I made them change that, like, nah, I want all this extra shit that they give everybody else, and I saw how much money comes out, I was like, yeah, fuck this shit. Y'all don't pay me enough, and I became unhappy, and now you get the bare minimum that to get the job done.
Exactly.
You're not getting me to go above and beyond because it's like, I don't feel y'all are looking at me the way I should be looking at y'all.
And I think that's what my mans is saying.
I'm just not going to be able to be the best father I could be if I'm unhappy.
And how do you figure that?
Because I know myself.
Okay. So like, what are you gonna do? Like, you wanna like kick the kid?
I'm
gonna
come home, and instead of him, you know, like I can have a bad day at work, and when I come home and I see my son, and he's happy to see me, I didn't have a bad day at work.
So
but if I can't shake the unhappy feeling, then when I see him, I'm still gonna be unhappy. Like, it's not gonna change nothing.
So your child, not your pride, and like your child won't be your pride and joy. Like even
no, he will always be my pride and joy. But if I'm unhappy with my life, I can't parent him to the best.
So the question, let's say like you know, hypothetically, like you got a baby moms, and after that, take you to court, you got to pay child support. Your situation don't work out.
Yeah.
Your relationship with your child's not.
Oh, my relationship with my child's gonna be fire because I'm probably gonna be in a better space. I don't gotta deal with this toxic ass woman no more. I can fuck all the hoes I want, and I can show up to my son, and he's my best friend.
You can do that and be unhappy in that relationship.
Not me.
I think you're undervaluing.
I think until you like, and this just goes. This is not to you personally, just to everybody in general. Until you experience true sadness, you don't appreciate how happiness feels, bro. So when you get, think about what it feels, think about the saddest moment of your life, and then what if that was your everyday? You would do anything to stop that. So you're going to look at your son and be like, yo, I know this two-parent household is the thing, but niggas survived worse. I'm out. But now that I'm out of that, I could be the best parent I could be under those circumstances.
It depends on the household. Like, let's say if my unhappiness is now trickling over to my child.
It's going to, nigga.
Hell yeah.
We're men. It's only so much we could bottle up until we explode and start breaking shit.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah.
What happened to Chris Benoit, nigga?
Yeah.
Nah.
Y'all niggas is wild.
In the same breath.
Actually,
that nigga wasn't happy.
That was a conspiracy. That shit wasn't Chris Benoit that did that.
It was Eddie Guerrero? Nah,
it was some type of conspiracy. So it's some other nigga that's like, I don't know. I think it was fucking with his wife or some shit like that. Or his wife left the nigga.
That's on. Or some nigga came back and killed them all.
Yeah. Or
they wasn't like killing the crippler crossface shit. Nigga. Yeah. They wasn't beating that nigga.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
These niggas is having that game was a, chat talk.
That was
on the crib. Y'all niggas is crazy.
That was a dark time. Cause I remember the comments niggas used to say like. That nigga put his whole family in a cripple crossface, yeah, and that's how they died.
That niggas is bugging.
Like, I didn't say that.
That niggas is bugging.
I said that outside conspiracy nigga wasn't beating my man one on one. No chance.
Y'all niggas.
That's all I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Chance. That's a good one. Because when he said that, the first thing that popped in my head was Vince McMahon's theme song. No chance. That's what you got.
That niggas ain't watched wrestling. That niggas ain't watched no wrestling. But
I actually got WWE 2K.
You a turn nigga. I mean, the fact that you said 2K, that's me. That was new as fuck. You a turn nigga. You spent $60
on that. No. It was on sale for $20.
You know, I know that shit wasn't worth no $20. I never seen that shit on your shit ever.
Oh, because you know why?
Oh, don't tell me.
My punk ass goes invisible when I want to play it, nigga. It's a... Yo, one day this nigga chose me up. I think it was one of the times you asked me about Madden, nigga. You like, Madden, nigga. I turned my shit on invisible mode so fast I started playing fucking 2K. I was like, yo, these niggas gonna catch me one day, son. Every time y'all niggas like, you ain't even on, and I ask if y'all niggas is on, I'll be
I think in the middle of fucking crippling cross next to the nigga. That's fucked up.
Ever since that situation, he hasn't been in the game.
That's fucked up.
You know.
What? Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. Now, I ain't bought him. My cousin played WWE. The last one I played, I want to say probably was SmackDown versus Raw, the second one.
Yeah, now one thing I will say about wrestling, that shit is mad whack.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit's to me.
Those games was fire.
To me, that game
was fire. Nah, to that's me, why I got this one. I thought
to me,
kinda,
the game.
If y'all niggas think rap is fake, you gotta like wrestling.
Nah, so to me, wrestling...
It's the same. It's one of the same.
The game is fun.
If you think that shit, then you got to like the story more.
The game is fun if y'all play in-house.
What you mean?
Like fight each other.
Yeah, like let's say we all sat here like and play like the Royal Rumble.
A LAN party.
Yeah.
But they kind of made that shit like a little too hard now. You kind of...
The reverse would be crazy, nigga. Reverse with 300 times.
Yeah, it's honestly, that's why I think it's whack, because it's not as simple as I remember. Like, I would never play that shit online. I would know. A nigga would probably kick my ass doing shit I never seen before.
Sweet chin music with a nigga that can't even do the move.
Yeah, can't even do still my special move.
Yo, hold on. Right, now we talking about games, right?
We got to rap.
Yeah, so
this is the last
we
time.
We rapping on this shit. The shit that I just seen with GTA. I wish my phone was on. I want you to go to the topic real quick.
I'm not doing that. Please. I know the topic off of... I actually want to talk about the topic.
I got
it. Yeah, so GTA 6...
You just told this nigga to kick rocks.
I got you.
I know what it is.
I got you.
Black Lives Matter.
Now you bugging the fuck out. Black Lives Matter.
So basically, there's rumor
now,
hold on,
I'm about to give it to you.
I know what it is. There's rumors have it.
It's not even on
the darker skin tone in the new GTA.
It's not on this list.
The more you get cop activity.
This is a rumor, by the way.
This is a rumor.
I ain't in the game.
Now, if this is true, right?
Yeah.
You still spend that same $100 for this game and paying that subscription?
100%.
I would spend $10,000.
There literally be nothing that Rockstar could do to stop me from buying this game. They could be like, we don't make this
game. There was a gay one already.
No, I'm saying
the Battle of Gay Tony.
Yeah,
we did
Battle
of
Gay Tony.
We bid
I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
But the club owner was gay. You didn't play as a gay nigga.
It was gay. The name of the game was Battle of Gay Tony. If niggas could play that, they could play anything.
Now your character.
But it made sense though. That shit was in New York. And I think it was like in the city. It was like downtown type shit. All
right, good.
It made sense.
As a gay singer nigga. We played it and it was good.
Wasn't that shit only for Xbox though?
Nah, it was for the, what's the name? For the PSP.
PSP. Go.
And the wasn't
I thought
it,
that
like
was like
Chinatown
a shot at,
Wars or some shit.
Nah, but that shit came off for Xbox PSP. Though. Came off Xbox 360. I thought that was a
them
shot
niggas
at them niggas.
Them niggas never had no exclusives.
They did. Gay Tony was an exclusive at
not
first.
For no Xbox.
Y'all killing the church topic though.
But so so if you make a black character and cops harass you in the game more. You buying this game?
I'm making the fire. Darkest, crispiest KFC nigga I can make on the game, and I'm telling those pigs, pull up. pop out to the pull up. That's what niggas are saying. That was a good saying. 2016 is a good
year. Pull up.
Pop out to the pull up.
I'm not making a black character. I'm actually gonna make the opposite of what make cops fuck with me. A pog.
Yo, watch this lady walk around the game. Yeah, I like this game. Yeah, we're tuned at. You on GTA? Yeah. His character not even moving. Why is controller moving?
Yeah, right. Go back. I ain't gotta put my
tool out.
This making
2 cents. South Park did it first. They made a game. It's called the Fractured Butthole. If you say that fast, you hear what it says.
Fractured Butthole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but the game is obviously is called Fractured Butthole.
Yeah, but you sit. Fractured
you need
butthole.
To get hooked on phonics, my nigga.
I thought the nigga was saying like a fractured butthole this
whole
time.
That's the joke.
But okay. I didn't realize it was separate. Like
you think they
could have
made a video
hole.
Game that said fractured butthole on it and sold it in America?
Hey, I don't know.
But yeah, anyways, in that game, it's
Battle of Gay Tony sold.
You hear this, nigga? You compare those two things, and yeah, they coming for you, nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. But
who be having fractured bow?
That nigga started doing the academics, like
Yo.
Yeah, I love this podcast, man. This is the greatest podcast in the world. Yo. But yeah, so in the South Park game, you can make your character dark. The darker, that was literally how you control the difficulty level. So when you put the difficulty level go up, your character gets a shade darker. Yeah, and I think that's gangster.
That is pretty funny. Cause I always heard a great quote saying that being black is playing the game more hard.
Yeah, definitely.
That shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy.
That's actually funny.
A black man not allowed to drive a Buick. That's fucked up. I pulled up in a Buick. These niggas started laughing at me and pointing and shit.
Why you living like that, nigga? Do some nigga shit.
Yeah.
Yo, you make a character as black and Michael Black. You can't even walk outside the house in GTA.
I want the cops to pull up. I got to start. They better put a nuke in that game.
You walk out the door and they stand at your door.
Hey, where you going, nigga?
Hey,
game is in Florida, by the way. That's an open carry state. I'm bucking shit. And I'm going to Zimmerman's crib. First loading. The first loading I do, I'm going to Zimmerman's house and I'm bombing that
Imagine
shit.
They make a Zimmerman mission.
Nigga, Grand Theft Auto made the cake. I mean, Rockstar made the KKK in Red Dead. Yeah. So they about to, I put any money on it, they going to make some Zimmerman type shit in that game. It's going to be subtle because they're going to want to pay respects to the family and shit like that because, you know, Trayvon did lose his life. God bless the dead.
They're going to put a white kid coming out the store.
They're going to do some subtle shit. It might be a mission. It might be some online shit. It's going to be some subtle shit they put in the game.
Kill a person before you kill a kid.
Yeah, that's, some shit
that's
like that.
Yeah.
Gonna
be.
Wait, hold on. They got kids in that game now?
Yeah.
They got animals
they
and everything.
They say kids, animals, everything. They got babies and all in the game.
You can run over babies and kids.
Yeah. I don't know if they got babies.
Nah, they did say babies, but they're not like in the street. Like, people gonna be walking.
But nigga, this is
Grand
Theft Auto, nigga. Yeah. I can run over anything.
I would hope that's so. True. Like, come on, man. It's a game.
Unless they made them shits made out of steel, like everything else in the game.
Oh,
you hit that shit in cargo, like, yeah.
Yeah, go for that.
But yeah, now they said, like people's gonna be walking, like, strollers. All right,
let's wrap. Tuna's leaving. I gotta leave too. So let's wrap. Y'all got any last words?
This nigga not even bugging the fuck out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, this nigga crashed the whole party. I like the energy, though, but, like, nigga,
be on time.
He was in front of the camera.
That's a fact.
In front of the light right now. I don't even know what this shit gonna look like.
Come on.
But I
Mr. Know It All. Damn, we got Mr. Know It All. Mr. Know It, nigga.
Mr. Know It. Let's wrap this shit up. All
right. This has been
a great episode of Gas Money. Make sure y'all go outside and y'all understand that y'all know a nigga today.
That you know a nigga today.
Perfect.
With a K.
Perfect.